Chapter 3.
Ruth was sleeping with a mobster? Cassie held an eclair in the air halfway to her mouth as she stared at Lexi wide-eyed. No, I mean, I don't know. She was apparently involved with this guy, and the rumor is he has ties to organized crime. I don't know if that's true or not. Oh. Well, it sounds like something fishy is going on. Cassie bit into the eclair, making nummy noises that caused Lexi's stomach to growl. In all the excitement, she'd forgotten to eat lunch. Lexi eyed the brownies in the bakery case, then reached in and grabbed one for herself. Gooey chocolate covered her taste buds as she bit into the confection. The brownie was so fudgy that she didn't even have to chew it. She closed her eyes and swirled it around in her mouth, enjoying the rich, dark chocolate taste, as well as the instant sugar rush. It was mid-afternoon, and Lexi realized she probably should eat a proper lunch, but she was having an early dinner with Jack and didn't want to fill up. The brownie was just about perfect, she thought, as she shoved the rest of it into her mouth. Thinking about dinner with Jack reminded her about the blonde she had seen him with earlier. She had tried not to think about it all day, but it kept nagging at her. Lexi eyed Cassie tentatively. Cassie was married to Jack's partner, who was also his best friend. If there was a reasonable explanation for the blonde, Cassie probably knew about it. More than likely, it was something so innocent that Cassie didn't even think to mention it. Lexi was just about to ask when the bell over the door chimed, signaling the arrival of a customer. Looking over at the door, Lexi saw Brant Millett from the bookstore approaching the pastry case. Brant was tall, with a long neck and gangly arms and legs. He reminded Lexi of a giraffe. She suppressed a giggle, picturing a spotted giraffe face on top of his long neck. He studied the case, his chin resting in between his thumb and forefinger. "What can I get you today, Brant?" Lexi asked. Brant squinted into the case, then pointed at the lemon squares.
"I'll take two."
Lexi boxed the squares up and handed Brant the box while Cassie rang up the purchase. Lexi was considering how to phrase her question about the blonde to Cassie when the bell announced another customer. Another regular, this time a woman Lexi knew only as Susan, who came in 3 or 4 times a week. She slunk over to the case, her sleek black hair cascading over her shoulders as she leaned over to examine the pastry. She, too, reminded Lexi of an animal, a black jaguar. Susan picked out a variety of cupcakes, which Lexi boxed up, then rang up the purchase. Lexi was still thinking about the blonde in the back of her mind, but before she could ask Cassie, the door opened again, and two men Lexi had never seen came in looking out of place in dark suits. One was gigantic, tall and wide. He reminded Lexi of a gorilla. The other, very thin, with a long neck and small head, made Lexi think of an ostrich. They ordered a dozen brownies, which Cassie boxed up and gave to Lexi to ring up. The next 2 hours were filled with a steady stream of customers who cleaned out most of Lexi's inventory, while the two girls took turns serving them and ringing up their purchases. Finally, the rush was over. Lexi glanced up at the clock. She had just enough time to close up the shop, rush home, and get ready for her dinner date with Jack. Lexi went over to the door and flipped the sign to the closed position while Cassie started cleaning off the cafe tables. Now was the perfect time to ask about the blonde. "Hey, Cass, I was wondering if you knew anything about a blonde woman that Jack might know?" Lexi feigned disinterest, pretending she was engrossed in cleaning the top of the pastry case, while her heart thumped in her chest, waiting for Cassie's answer.
You don't know?"
Lexi looked up, narrowing her eyes at Cassie. "Know what?" Cassie stood there looking at Lexi. The wide-eyed, nervous look on her face made Lexi's heart drop. "Cassie, what is it?" Lexi felt a jolt of panic. What could be so bad that Cassie didn't want to tell her? That woman you saw with Jack? She's his ex-girlfriend.